Greetings in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Overcomers.ca. The New Jerusalem. Chapter 3. The Love of God. Scripture. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1, verses 1 to 14. End Scripture. When studying the New Jerusalem, my thought was that the Lord would begin to give me understanding about the elements that made up the physical structure of the city. Just as the ephod was made of stone set in gold, so the Lord would surely reveal the meaning of the foundation stones of the city of God in such manner as to give new revelation concerning his purpose for the church. As one who has built houses, and for anyone who lives in a house, we know that the first thing that is done after excavating the earth is to build the foundation. So my assumption was that the Lord would reveal to me the meaning of the foundation of this city. This is still our expectation. However, the Lord did reveal one thing thus far concerning the foundation, and that which he revealed was completely unexpected. He revealed the love of God, that the city is a realm of the love of Father to his creation. The very first element of the foundation of the city is the love of God in its complete entirety. This love, which will reach all mankind and which will correct all which is wrong, so that in the end each will have their place in this city, which is built by God and not man. Several points. Point. Jesus was the love of God manifested as the Word of God. There are several things which reveal to us that the love of God is not understood. Mainly, that Israel did not receive him. That he came as the love of God unto his own, as a full expression of the Word of God, and his own received him not. He came unto the world which he had made, and the world knew him not. But to those who did have that revelation as to who Jesus Christ was, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. The fact that the world and his own did not receive him or know him is proof positive that creation had fallen into total decay. Point. Jesus was refused and rejected of men, hated and crucified. But the New Jerusalem, which is an expression of this great love, will be refused and rejected by no one. Point. Jesus suffered rejection as a person by those who were in religious bondage. But there is no religiosity relating to the New Jerusalem. For the New Jerusalem will be the full expression of God and his love in the earth, just as Jesus was, but in a multiplied measure. Point. Jesus walked alone as the Prince of Peace in a world that was rife with war and bondage to the Romans. The New Jerusalem will only be the final expression of the government of God in the earth, not to be rejected or spurned, but to be the only element upon which mankind and all nations will seek to enter. Point. Jesus was known secretly by a few who had a revelation that he was indeed the Christ, the Son of the living God. The New Jerusalem will be the full expression of God, openly seen by all nations, which no nation will refuse. All peoples will know that this is indeed the fullness of Christ in those who form the framework and structure of this holy city. And in the end, who will not partake of the framework and structure of the city? This city will exist for all nations. Point. Jesus was the full expression of the holiness of God and was able to receive worship because he was the Lord manifested in flesh. The New Jerusalem will be the same in the full expression of holiness. This will be the standard of holiness manifested in the earth through his church, for that is what the New Jerusalem is, the Holy Church of God. Not that the city itself will be worshipped as was Jesus, but that the glory of God and of the Lamb which cover this city will be the end result of worshipping the Father in spirit and in truth. Point. Jesus was the example of suffering obedience. He was also the first fruits of them that slept. Being raised again from the dead, he became the first order of the new creation that God was now revealing. The revelation of the New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven will be the proof of that fruit. It will indeed be the completion of the new creation. Nothing of the world known before shall be part of this holy expression of God given to the earth. This New Jerusalem will end the curse of Adam's fall when its foundations are set upon the soils of this earthen creation, thus bringing forth the kingdom of God in the earth. Point. Jesus was the ensample of suffering obedience, and that he descended to the lower parts of the earth to preach to the spirits in prison. Then later, he releases them to ascend with him into the kingdom of God. 1 Peter 3:19 and 20, Psalm 68:18. The New Jerusalem will be that standard of righteousness in the earth that no filthy thing can enter. Hence, the lake that burns with fire and brimstone to cleanse away all the filth of the first death, so that the second death can be completed. Then the soul, thus having been processed in such manner, will be free to be led captive by the love of God into this glorious city. That's the end of the points. Carrying on. The revelation of the New Jerusalem and the entrance of each one into it is solely the work of God. Again, the revelation of the New Jerusalem and the entrance of each one into it is solely the work of God. This is God's working, not ours. It is up to God to perfect that which concerns each one who desires to be part of this great unfolding. Such love that only our Father can bring about. It is the element which will draw all men into the state of eternal love. Each one will mature in Christ in due order to the point where even their realization of personal holiness will be of God and not of themselves. God will bring forth this holiness to perfect each one, but it must be a work done by God and not by us. The New Jerusalem is the expression of the love of God. The very foundation stones, the walls, the constant open gates, the street of gold, the tree of life with healing in its leaves and with 12 varied fruits in their individual seasons, are part of this expression of God's love. Although the elements of this work now in our faith towards the hurting and the dying who are around about us, it must still be realized that this is a future revelation that is yet to come. For the manifestation of the Church of Christ in the earth has not yet been seen. This revelation of the love of God will erase from off the earth the false conception of God and of the atonement of Christ, as all mankind will see this glorious emerald city and will then go through their individual processings to enter into it. The revelation of the city of God will mark a change in this world not seen before. Again, the revelation of the city of God will mark a change in this world not seen before. Everything that man has held as sacred to their own religious beliefs or motivations of politics will be disannulled. At that time, when the New Jerusalem descends from heaven to settle upon the earth, mankind will learn righteousness. For this revelation of the New Jerusalem will become the only desire of man. It is the love of God in a people who form the foundation and walls, who form this very city. Mankind, who is steeped in politics and religion, will abandon all else to enter into this city. The answer God will have for them is, yes, you may enter when your processing is complete. Hence the processing of the flames of fire from the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, divine holiness. For the descent of the city is akin to the judgments of God being in the earth. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early, for when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Isaiah 26:9. It must be noted that those who are called at this time to first form the walls and the bulwarks, the streets and the leaves upon the tree of life, the healing stream from under the threshold of God's throne, are first partaking of the fire. They are under the fiery process now. They are partaking of this death now. They are contemplating the end of the realm of first death now. This is the judgment of God upon them now. They will indeed be the revelation of the Church of Christ to the earth as a city in that day when their processing is completed. For we, dear overcomers, are in processings of fire and brimstone now through the baptism of fire so that we can have an end. The New Jerusalem coming down from heaven, from God to the earth, signals the end of our trials. At that time, we will no longer have a dual nature. The end of our processing will be complete in holiness, and there will be nothing in us that can be found outside of being 100% totally in the new creation of God. No guesswork, no struggle. The testings of life will be over. We will abide in glorified bodies. Think not that this city is only for a select few. All will enter, all from ages past, and all who live now. Yes, they will first partake of the second death, but that will end for them also. This city will be on the earth as the promise of eternal hope to them. Each one who is ungodly, unclean, and compromised by the fleshly notions of the carnal mind will partake of the death of death in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. Again, they'll partake of the death of death in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. Who will? Those with fleshly notions and the carnal mind. But they will not be there 1 second more than it takes to make an end. There is no such thing as eternal death in the lake of fire, except for the sinful part of each and every soul. And I might add, they will not be separate at all from the love of God during this process. For this process is the love of God in full demonstration. The lake that burns with fire and brimstone is the guarantee of entrance into the holy city of God, for the lake will end their inability to enter. The lake of fire is just as important a part of the entrance into this undefiled city as the city itself. Cease thinking that there will be future separation of God and his love from man. God can never separate himself from loving men. He does and will work to perfect that which concerns each and every soul. Albeit, this working is each man in their own due order. 1 Corinthians 15:23. Christ will come to each one when it is their God appointed time, appointed due order for his appearing to them. Cease thinking, dear reader, that man will be eternally separated from God due to sin, and begin thinking that man will be separated eternally from sin. Let me read that again. That's just beautiful. Cease thinking, dear reader, that man will be eternally separated from God due to sin, and begin thinking that man will be separated eternally from sin. For sin will die. Death, the realm of sin, will die, that each may in purity and holiness enter this eternal city of God. Yes, every element of impurity will be burnt in the fire, but this will not prevent the soul from being set free. Just as Jesus preached to the spirits in prison, so he will minister that same word to those in the flames of torment. For that which is tormented is only their carnality. For that which is tormented is only their carnality. Such is the present testing of the overcomers. At the revelation of this city, their proving shall be at an end. Then each one in due order will endure the same until all are made purified to enter into this holy city. Think not that anyone will be left out. For the love of God is the foundation of the city. The grace of God are the gates of pearl. The holiness of God is the street of gold, straight and with purpose. The tree of life in the paradise of God in this city is for the healing of the nations. And dear reader, if you are an overcomer, you form the city and all these elements within it. Your tongue with words of love becomes the leaf on the tree of life in the paradise of God for the healing of the nations. This entire working of restoring mankind into the city of God is done by God. Although there will be key elements that the overcomers will accomplish in this working, it is still God who must do the work and bring it to completion. A person who has relegated the flames of second death is not hated by God, but loved by God. Again, a person who has relegated the flames of second death is not hated by God, but loved by God. The reason they are in the flames of death dying is so that they can be free of all that malign them in their walk to become one with the Lord and his great love and grace. The lake that burns with fire and brimstone is simply the prelude to holiness. For this lake removes all ungodliness from the ungodly. This is not a statement of compromise for the reader of this article to read. This is indeed an open demonstration of the love of God and of the successful atonement Christ accomplished for each one. Nothing impure can enter God's city. Therefore, the flames must consume it. That includes all demented views of God himself. Just back up and reading that again is well worth repeating. The lake that burns with fire and brimstone is simply the prelude to holiness. The prelude to holiness. For this lake removes all ungodliness from the ungodly. This is not a statement of compromise for the reader of this article to read. This is indeed an open demonstration of the love of God and of the successful atonement Christ accomplished for each one. Nothing impure can enter God's city. Therefore, the flames must consume it. That includes all demented views of God himself, thinking he is angry against men because of sin. Not so. God is not angry with anyone. He holds no one away from his infinite love. His love is such that he works through the fiery process to redeem each one back unto himself. There is an end. There is an end. There will be an end to the suffering of this world, an end to the process of death and dying, to estrangement from the Lord, to religious effort, to the mark of the beast and the mark of Cain, an end to the fall of Adam, to the sin of mankind, to the lack of obedience to the laws of God. The end will be the entrance into the new Jerusalem. That alone will signal the end of all things. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation 21:8. The coming down of the New Jerusalem signals the final act of God towards this creation and bringing all things to a conclusion in Christ. The settling of this city upon the soils of the earth will bring all men into account. Each one will go through their processings at that time to bring them into the city in a purified state. Everything that separated them from the love of God will be dealt with in this fire. Man will not have any choice at this time, for this will be an act of God in bringing to a conclusion his purpose for creation that was subjected to futility. No nation will be able to resist this working. No soul will be exempted from this fire. All that is estranged from God at that time will be placed by God into the final processing of the second death. Man will not be able to say with their human will that they will not partake of what God is doing, for this has nothing to do with the will of man. The new Jerusalem settling upon the earth has everything to do with the will of God in restoring all things. Again, the new Jerusalem settling upon the earth has everything to do with the will of God in restoring all things. It is a glorious working, for it signals the end of the curse upon creation and the passing away of all former things. Behold, the new Jerusalem in its descent and settling on the earth signals all things made new. This is the time of God bringing forth the restitution of all things, whom the heavens must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Acts 3:21. To be continued, Kenneth B. Vischer.